Welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of several Tudor history books. Now I'm taking you back to the reign of Queen Elizabeth I today. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 31st of December 1559, Owen Oglethorpe, or Oglethorpe, Bishop of Carlisle, died while he was under house arrest in the City of London. He was buried at St. Dunstan in the West on the 6th of January 1560. And in his will, he left provisions for the foundation of a grammar school and almshouse at Tadcaster in Yorkshire. Now, let me share some facts about this bishop and tell you a bit about how he disobeyed a queen and how he ended up dying under house arrest. Well, Owen Oglethorpe was born in around 1502 or 3, and he was the third son of George Oglethorpe of Newton Kyme near Tadcaster in Yorkshire. He was educated at Magdalen College, Oxford, graduating with a Bachelor of Arts in 1525 and a Master's in 1529. He then became a lecturer in logic, followed by a lecturer in moral philosophy in 1534. He became a priest in 1531, and in 1536 he graduated with a Bachelor of Theology and then a Doctorate of Theology. Also in 1536 he became president of Magdalen College and also became canon of Lincoln, so he was on the rise at this time. Between 1540 and 1544, he was canon and prebendary of St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. In 1542, he was canon and prebendary of King Henry VIII College, Oxford, which later became known as Christ Church. And in the 1540s, he served as canon of Ripon and also held several benefices in Yorkshire. In the late 1540s and early 50s, although he was very much a Catholic conservative, he corresponded with Heinrich Bullinger, the Swiss reformer. In 1551, he was Vice Chancellor of Oxford University, so a very influential figure. However, in September 1552, in Edward VI's reign, he ended up having to resign from his presidency of Magdalen College following problems regarding his conservative Catholic beliefs. He did, however, serve in that role again in Mary I's reign until 1555. Between February 1554 and November 1556, he served as Dean of St. George's Chapel at Windsor, and in 1555 he became Registrar of the Order of the Garter. In August 1556, he was consecrated as Bishop of Carlisle, and he went on to have benefices in Oxfordshire and Nottinghamshire. However, he didn't take full possession of the bishopric until early 1558, which was, of course, the final year of the Catholic Queen Mary I's reign. And things went rather downhill after Elizabeth I's succession. He upset the new Queen, Elizabeth I, on Christmas Day 1558 in the Chapel Royal when he elevated the host at Mass. The Queen had ordered him not to elevate the host, which suggested the real presence of the body of Christ, but Oglethorpe disobeyed, stating that he could not act contrary to his beliefs and to his training in the church. After the reading of the gospel during that service, Queen Elizabeth left. She was furious. He went on to officiate at her coronation ceremony on the 15th of January 1559, but it appears that George Carew, the new dean of her Chapel Royal, led the coronation mass and did not elevate the host. Oglethorpe was deprived of his bishopric in June 1559 due to his Catholic faith, and in November 1559, while under house arrest, he drew up his will. He died, of course, on this day in history in 1559. Interestingly, the boys' grammar school that he founded, Tadcaster Grammar School, is still going today. Although it's moved just outside of Tadcaster, it moved in 1960, and it has also merged with Dawson's Girls' School, which it did at the beginning of the 20th century. So I just find it fascinating that the school that he founded as a provision in his will is still going strong today. What an amazing thing. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.